We give you praise. We adore you. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will sing, he will rejoice over thee with singing. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from now, henceforth, and forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's have our seats. You know what the woman of God was saying is true. Last night was no ordinary night. If you were just a little bit available to God, you would have had encounters. Because I know that I didn't sleep in the night. Recently, the Spirit of God called us and said, begin to keep the watches of the night. And he gave us the parable of the good man who planted wheat in the field. And then at night, while men slept, an enemy came and planted tares. And so he said divine strategies were passing in the night seasons. And then he began to show us that angelic powers also were passing through the gates of the night seasons. There are periods of the day and the night in which specific things pass. You know, and whoever is keeping the gates at those times of the night will be able to open and receive what is passing through. That is the meaning of being a watchman. A watchman is just the same word as saying gateman. The same gateman in your house. You know, but he's a gateman, a watchman over spiritual realms, spiritual gates. And spiritual gates are what we call portals. Do you understand? A portal is a door or a gate. That's why maybe in your secondary school, they said they always keep the keys of the offices in the porter's office. How many of you remember that? You want to collect the key to the headmaster or the principal's office, they say go to the porter's. That is the watchman. The watchman has the keys. Do you understand? There is a porter because there are portals. Do you understand that? The porter has the key to the portals. So, you know, portals are gates, but they are gates to dimensions. Do you understand? They are gates to realms. And there are portals in places, portals in people, and portals of time. Do you realize? The Bible says that at a certain time, an angel went and stirred the pool of Bethesda. Have you read that in John chapter 5? At that certain time, an angel went and stirred the pool of Bethesda. And whosoever first got into the pool after the stirring was healed of whatever ailment. You know, that angel stirring the pool happened at a particular season. It was not happening throughout the year. That's part of why there was a large crowd. Because they know that at a certain time of the year, a stirring used to occur at that pool. And they discovered that it was because an angel used to come. Do you understand? That time in which that angel came through and stirred the pool is a time portal. Is a gate of time. Do you understand? Today is 14th. Do you know this weekend is the weekend of Rosh Hashanah? The past 1 week. The Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. Do you know that we are in a time portal right now? Hallelujah. And what, you know, when a portal is not a wall, or a portal is not an end. A portal opens to somewhere. This door opens outside. That door opens that way. This door opens. A portal leads to a pathway in the spiritual realm. Do you understand? When you follow that pathway, you now begin to see a sequence of manifestations in the natural. People feel the spiritual realm is like a jungle. And that anything, anyhow, can just happen. There could be nothing further than the truth. Do you understand? The same way you look up at the skies in the night, and then you see stars everywhere, You see some glowing red, some glowing blue. It looks as if they are scattered. Listen to me. There is nothing further from the truth than that. There is nothing scattered about all those stars you see in the heavens. A lot of those stars you see in the heavens, they are planets. And you must understand that planets, all of them follow an orbit. The ones that are not in our solar system, the ones that are not in our, you know, they reduced it to 8 planets. Now, it used to be 9 planets in our solar system. They are in other solar systems. They are so exact in their movement that scientists can tell you where this star will be in the next 20 years, in the next 50 years, in the next 100 years, in the next 1,000 years. It is so very predictable. Do you understand what I am saying? Because their movements are exact. People think, oh, this... No. Even, it's not just scientists today. Ancient astrologers, in the times of Christ, in the times before Christ, they could tell you where particular stars will be as at today's date. Why? Because what looks scattered up there in the heavenlies is not actually, it is moving with precision, exactness, and alignment. Do you understand? Do you know why they can tell you when the next full moon will be? If you look at your calendar, how many of you have calendars where they tell you there is full moon, there's new moon? They can, if you go online and ask for all the full moons in 2013, they will list the dates for you. You go online, you ask for all the lunar eclipse of 2013, 2014, 2020, 2030. Do you know if you ask online now, they can tell you when all the eclipses. Eclipse is when the sun, the moon, and the earth are in alignment. Do you understand what I am saying? That's when the earth is between the sun and the moon. If the earth is in the middle, then the shadow of the earth will now fall on the moon. And that's when you will have a lunar eclipse. If the moon is between the earth and the sun, do you understand? The shadow of the moon will now fall on the earth, blocking the shape of the sun. That's when you have what you call a solar eclipse. If you ask, check online calendar, all the solar eclipse, lunar eclipse for the next 20, 30 years, they already know all their dates. Do you know why? Because the way it looks scattered, as if date and time is passing, it's not scattered at all. It is exact. Do you understand? The only thing is that if you are looking from earth, it looks scattered. But when you take a closer look, you now see that there is perfection of order. The heavens, the celestial bodies declare the glory of God, Psalm 19. The firmament proclaims. The firmament is not third heavens. The firmament is what you are seeing in the skies. Do you understand? The firmament has a decree. It has a proclamation. It proclaims his handiwork. Day to day, they release a decree. The Bible says they release it without speech or words. The constellations speak, but without words. But there is no language or tribe throughout the earth that the sound, that their voice is not heard. So how is there a speaking and a proclamation without words? Do you understand? It is by an alignment. I'm saying that to say something. People feel that the spiritual realm is a jungle without order. And that things just happen anyway, anyhow. You know, things just... No. It's not like that at all. There is perfection of order. The only thing is that it is far from the earth. As the heavens are far from the earth, that is how the spiritual realm is far from the natural mind's thinking. But the exactitude of that realm is so strong. And God has been calling us to come and understand the movements, the alignments, the realities of the spiritual realm, because the proclamations that govern this world that we are living in come from there. Hallelujah. There are orders in the spiritual realm. There are rankings in the spiritual realm. There are meanings. The Bible that you read, right, is not just a book of doctrines. It's a book of spiritual principles and cycles that govern the earth by which God created the earth. Do you understand? And
There is a language by which spiritual things are communicated. God is not an Englishman. He's not a grammarian. Do you understand? God is spirit. They that worship him will do so in spirit and in truth. If God is going to minister to us, he's going to minister to our spirits in spiritual language. Do you understand? And he is doing it already. The only thing is that we are not learning in the school of the spirit. The school of the spirit is not just when I call a class. The school of the spirit is going on as when heaven is moving and releasing impartations into the earth, expecting us to develop a seeker mentality, a pursuer mentality, a God chaser mentality. Do you understand? Because some people feel they know everything they need to know. You prayed in the morning, you said your morning prayers, you've worshipped, you've read your devotional, you've read your Bible, you've preached to a few people, you've attended program, you are fine. No. There is constant movement taking place. If you don't have a hunger in your heart to learn fresh from the spiritual realm, let me tell you, you will go into darkness. Because right now, in the church system that we are very spiritually illiterate. We don't know spiritual things. The New Age people, they have more spirit education than Christians. I'm not the one who said it. Prophets, major prophets around the world have said it. That's why they are trying to lay claim to the heritage that is ours in Christ Jesus. They know spiritual rhythms, spiritual cycles, spiritual times, spiritual meanings. They communicate spiritual language. If you watch what your kids are watching in cartoon these days, you will see that it is spiritual language that they are talking to them. And it is so serious. There are some series on TV, cartoon series for children. The series was so serious that adults began to watch it instead of this. It's not comedy. It was supposed to be action, but the mysticism and the consistency of the mystical things that were being communicated was so clear that adults began to watch it. And when adults began to watch it, they made it into a movie, not for kids. Do you see what I am saying? By the time you finish watching season one of some of these series, this particular series I'm talking about, you may have clear knowledge of New Age and shamanism or whatever. And so, if you think your child is still growing up and does not understand spiritual things, he knows, so he has a capacity for it. And the world, the devil knows it. And they are feeding it. They are feeding it very well. I remember when I was a child, it's good versus evil. It's police chasing criminals that we used to watch in cartoon. But now, my goodness, they are communicating spiritual things. Why? Because there is a general movement of the world towards spirituality. The world right now is shifting. Forget what they are saying in democratic countries, the Western countries, about separation of church and state. Those same people who are saying separation of church and state, they are the ones producing loud music where the mystical things, where heavenly beings, supernatural beings are constantly being mentioned. So what are you separating? You cannot separate the spiritual from the natural. What rules in the natural? So everybody knows. You can see the consciousness of an awareness of the supernatural realm growing in the earth. And the enemy did not create the supernatural realm. It is God who created it. What the enemy can do is that he can pervert it. And that is what he's doing. Understand. What the religious church can do is that they can short circuit the spiritual realm. They can put a limit on how far we evolve in spiritual things. What God is doing right now is rapidly educating his listening and following sons in spiritual things and dimensions. If you want to know the movings of God that is going on right now, listen to me. Forget the prophetic and the apostolic for a moment. Think about education and understanding of supernatural dimensions. That is what is going on in the body of Christ right now. And listen to me, women have a capacity for the supernatural. There is a way religion can wrongly activate wrong doctrine, religiosity, a limited spiritual atmosphere can deactivate a woman from connecting the dimensions of God and then connecting a blank realm in the spirit where the supernatural is not produced. The woman has a capacity for the supernatural, naturally implanted there, designed, wired in there by God. It is not for nothing that a lot of women are prophets or they have prophetic giftings. It is a natural construct. Engineers will tell you that ergonomics, structure, or design is for the purpose of function. Do you understand? Design. There is a way a woman is designed to be able to peer into the spiritual realm. A woman is sensational. She follows instincts. She follows perception more than logic. A man is wired to think things through logically. So you will see in a couple sometimes, you will see the man is a teacher, the woman is a prophetess. It is the wiring, the way her vessel is shaped, that is the kind of content that is flowing more naturally. Do you understand? There is an equipping, a mass releasing going on in the spiritual realm, teaching the body of Christ about the order in the supernatural realm, the cycles in the supernatural realm, the implants, the deposits in the supernatural realm, the dimensions, the various levels and realms that are available in the supernatural realm. When women stay in environments that don't hook up with these unfolding releases that are coming out of heaven, their instincts to tune into the prophetic will be tuned into a wrong realm. So that their perception will be defiled. If God does speak to them, it will be filtered and interpreted wrongly. Do you understand what I am saying? And that is why we have to move rapidly to provide supernatural environment for the download of teachings, impartations, and revelations of spiritual dimensions that God is giving to His body. Listen to me. The world is shifting mode and becoming more spiritually aware. And God is equipping the church into greater spiritual dimensions because there will be a clash. There is going to be a major clash of supernaturals. The Elijah contention between the prophets of Baal and the prophets of God is going to happen multiple times. Listen to me. New Agers are calling down fire. Some of them are doing what they call raising the dead. I don't know whether they actually raise the dead or not. But you know that demonic people, they know how to create zombies out of dead people. They will call demons into human flesh that is already dead. Go to Haiti before God judged Haiti. And they are having revival now. You will see zombies roaming the place. How many of you are from Plateau here? How many of you know Langtang? You know Langtang? In Langtang, in Jos, right? With some of these Muslim fights or inter-tribal fights that go on. If you are at war, they see some of their colleagues killed, right? But they don't take them home. They bury them right there in the forest during the fight. Because as soon as they get back home, the young chap will come out of his house to come and greet them. Are you here? It's not one or two stories. The stories are too consistent to be a lie. They will take I heard somebody say in Abuja. They know this woman. This woman, she sells things there. They saw people were there and they saw the day she died. Then after like 3 weeks or 2 months or something, they saw the woman arrive there putting arranging her shop to begin selling again. When people started shouting, then the person disappeared, ran away. Some of the people I found out some of the people from that area that were announced publicly dead are living in their hometown. Whether it is a Nephilim Do you understand that is living through them? Whether it is a fallen angel, whether it is a zombie, whether it is a spirit, I cannot explain. As I asking the brethren around here, I said, you were here, you didn't find out what is going on. Because if I know the people, I'll go and interview them. At least you can't bite me just yet. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There are things that are underneath this world that are being shrouded in secrecy that won't remain a secret for long. There will be a clash of the supernatural. And right now, the demonic people are ahead in their own education. We have the authority. We have the heritage. But we don't know our heritage. You are still quoting, you are quoting scriptures and quoting scriptures. Look again at what those scriptures say. I'm a scriptural person. I insist, people who know me know that I insist on scriptural foundations. But I am looking, I am seeing dimensions and cycles and sequences open in scripture that I realize that the religious realm has kept us at a limit. There is a kingdom out there. There is another kingdom of darkness out there. Do you understand? When a man is born again, he is supposed to begin to see the kingdom. Strange, you hear strange things time and again. You know, one particular guy who lives in Lagos came back to Lantan and was called during the intertribal wars. They would just call them and hand them rifles or matches. Say, go and fight. He saw one of the people they were fighting together killed out there. And they told them to keep quiet and buried the young man out there in the forest. When they got home, the young man came out to come and greet them. This Boko Haram crisis you hear about in Maiduguri, one man was telling us, and is it customs immigration officer out there in the borders, during the fight was killed. They wired to the Lagos office that he's dead. They were printing his obituary when about to begin distributing when his brother arrived in Lagos and said, go and throw away these obituaries. Who told you he's dead? Listen to me. The earth was created with spiritual dimensions over it. The earth is not just physical. You probably have known that by mere observation all around. But guess what? The scientists now know that there is something out there. And they know that there are many things that they cannot explain. We are just being given time to understand the mystical dimensions fully before they remove that veil between the natural and the supernatural. When they remove that veil, all this one that we are talking secular and scientists is going to fly away. Because there will be people who will be walking the streets that will prove scientific principles wrong on a daily basis. The media is what they are just using to adjust and calm everybody's down. They are hiding things in the media. They are not reporting the supernatural things that are going on. Because they want order that they can control. But if they will tell you exactly the things that are going on around the earth, you will begin to understand that there is nothing natural about the earth that we are living in. It was structured with spiritual dimensions over it to be able to rule. So now, God is releasing spiritual dimensions. And one of the ways we can receive is to have a state of hunger to consume the things that are coming. Because as women, you are wired. We are wired to pick up things in the spirit. God has created you a psychological vessel to be able to lean into revelations and see things. If you are in a wrong atmosphere, a lot of women are in wrong atmospheres, wrong spiritual environments, wrong church environments, religious environments that don't break the veil that limits the prophetic. And when they begin to stretch out their discernment, they discern the wrong things. Their dreams are in the wrong direction. A lot of people have false dreams and visions, or environment-induced dreams and visions. You have a lot of people who it is doctrine that is infusing. The gift is there, but it's in the wrong environment. Do you understand? And that's why we must have the palm tree of Deborah in place. That is strong. So that women can come and hear the things that God has been trying to tell them. There is not enough prophetic teaching going on to open people up to the dimensions of visitations that are going on. Because God is a spirit. The teaching process of supernatural things is not just in a classroom. When I hold School of the Spirit classes, It is to capture the realm that is going on in the spirit right now. The realm that has been speaking to you in dreams and visions. The realm, people hear me preach about stars and constellations of late. And guess what? A lot of people have been dreaming about stars and constellations. If you are here, let me hear you say amen. People dream. You can see hands. People dream about this realm. I find myself preaching. It's because I am capturing the schooling going on in the spirit and presenting it in class format. When the class is over, you see, this is a class, but the school is in the realm of the spirit. We have to have supernatural people who can tap into that schooling and shape it into understanding for people to be able to flow with. So that people can understand the measures that are being released to them. The language that is being spoken to them is not grammar, it is spiritual language. The language that is being spoken to you is prophetic language. And a lot of people read Bible, what they get there is doctrine. What they get there is message. What they get there is preaching. But what is spoken there is prophetic language. And people don't know what prophetic language is. People have limited understanding. If you don't know scriptural prophetic language, how do you want to interpret your dreams and your visions? The classes, the sessions that are going on in the schooling in the spiritual realm is by dreams and visions. They are dropping things, creating scenarios, speaking parables by dreams and by visions and by unctions. And those things are beyond our natural frame of reference. Understandings, they are dimensions beyond usual church activity. Do you understand what I am saying? So our frame of reference of interpreting these dimensions is limited. And that's why you see a vast majority of the body of Christ are illiterate in spiritual, supernatural things. This morning I wanted us to have an interactive session. Because the language of the Spirit is parables, proverbs, prophetic foreshadows, dreams, and visions. Do you understand that? I want us to have an opportunity to communicate some of the encounters you have in a safe environment, the kind of unusual encounters that people have that they don't talk about. Because people have dreams. People have visions. People have encounters that are not dreams and visions. And they don't know how to quantify it. In the early part of middle August, I had an encounter for 3 days. Day after day. And it had to do with the constellations. For me, and it was not a dream. I don't know how to explain it to you yet. Which is why I'm not talking much about it. But the explanation began to come in the following days. There are some things that they are saying to us right now that is not the kind of things they say to normal human beings. There are some things that you will hear, and after you hear them or see those things, you will not be permitted to live a normal human life again. Company of women, because God sends an impartation, but what makes it a broadcast? What births it in full, in multitude, is the woman. It's the dimension of God that you see shaped, created in a woman. And so, the children are come to bear, but there is need for strength to bring forth. Do you see that picture? And then, they that wait and minister and worship upon the Lord will renew their, they will exchange their strength. They will have a supernatural strength to mount up with wings as eagles. Mounting up with wings, the ability to soar into spiritual dimensions. The ability to enter places in the spirit. A lot of the spiritual education that God is giving to the body of Christ right now is coming through encounters that are happening to women. But when women receive those encounters, they bring it to the learned, to the supernatural men who can discern and read spiritual mystery. The people who can look at many, many tekel on the wall and tell you what it means. Because these dreams are given to babes and sucklings. I have a string of women, young ladies all over the place, who are having encounters. Encounters that they have no greed for. But me, when I step into the apostolic realm, I see what is going on in the apostolic landscape. And I realize that there is not enough revelatory density. What you call the apostolic move and the apostolic networks that you see around the country right now, there is not enough mystical experience in it. It is lacking a nourishment in dimensional encounters. Hallelujah. And right now I'm seeing that God is already providing that nourishment. But the apostolically structured people are where they are, being disconnected from that nourishment. Anyway, you may not identify with that, but soon you will. And so they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run. They will not be weary. They will walk. And they will not faint. This is how you will not faint. You have to have sessions of waiting upon the Lord. Of ministering to His presence. Of receiving impartations. So that the things that are buried that could not be buried inside of you, like Barnabas and Saul, will one of these days be triggered. And instead of just waiting for things to happen, after waiting upon the Lord, do you see the difference? You will find that a prophecy has started fulfilling itself. We are in the days of fulfillment of prophecy, accelerated fulfillment of prophecy. Hallelujah. So there is a ranking in the spirit to be able to speak to women in the territory that is being imparted. And of course, that's what we shared last night in the palm tree of Deborah. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a mantle that speaks to a territory that can call Israel together and prepare them for war. So you can see now, somebody has a dream in a parable like that, and I preached a whole message last night. Do you see how it can be the same thing that is being communicated? But do you see how they spoke this one in a particular language that is coded? As it is right now, as far as God is concerned, they've communicated strategy, pattern and progression to you. But what one person saw was a series of pictures and a small commercial length video in his dream. That's all they saw. But as far as if they've spoken. And that's why what we are dealing with is very dangerous. Because right now, we are in Isaiah 35. The book of the vision is sealed. The person who does not have authority can't break the seal. They will give it to him, say, I can't read it because it is sealed. And they give to the person who is not learned in spiritual things, say, I can't read it because I'm not even learned in supernatural things. Look at the kind of communications. And just imagine the volume of communication that has been going on in the realm of the spirit in the past weeks, months, and years. Hello. And look at the degree to which we have taken in what has been communicated. Is it much or is it small? Are we on schedule or are we way behind schedule? In the body of Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying right now? Worse still, a lot of people just have wrong interpretations for things that they see in the realm of the spirit. And so the strategy said this, but that is what they are carrying out. Hallelujah. How many of you have dreams or visions you want to share? Let me see you raise your hand. I have one at the back, two. I have three. I have four. I hope you are taking note of your number. You have four. Ebenezer, five. Six. Seven. We are going to stop at seven. So if you raise your hand now, you don't raise your hand if we have time to go forward. This is 20 minutes to 12. And you are going to come forward. You go straight to the point. And you speak things that have conviction. Do you understand? So that we can develop progression. From there, I have numbers 1 to 7, right? Who is number 2? Okay. Give number 2. I'll start from number 2. Don't mind me.
This is spiritual sequences.
Yes, give me a chair. Let me sit down too.
Thank you. This one will do. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The other one is a dream, but the other one is what has been troubling me. I want to find out. Well, this season, I've noticed that when a program like this is about to go on, the first thing is that God will start showing me things in dreams that relate to the kind of program. For example, this is a women program. I should have been seeing women in my dreams doing some certain things, but I didn't see it like that. And I just felt flat in my spirit. But I also noticed that there are physical strange things that are happening to me. I'm seeing some certain mighty signs around me. Strange calls are coming in that I didn't expect. And then, sometimes when I pick my Bible to study, I discover that I open to the book of Proverbs and I notice a series of instructions as if they are hitting me. They are hitting me. But I'm not feeling the anointing, the impartation of it. Unlike if I study before, I feel the anointing, I feel the impartation. I know that something is going on within me, although I'm seeing signs. And for this meeting, I'm understanding what is going on, but I'm not feeling anything. So is it that I'm not structurally aligned, or I don't know what's happening?
Do you want to share your dream?
Yes. Then number two, on Thursday we came here, we prayed. So when I left home, I had a dream. And specifically, God was talking about the anointing of Esther. And when I left, the Holy Spirit kept expounding on it, telling me about the prophetic, the healing, and the deliverance that is involved with the women ministry. So when I slept, I had a dream. I saw that Mrs. Alu came back. She was with her husband. Then she went and entered into a particular man's house. That man too is like a king in this land. And I saw that I followed her. So when she got there, she entered into that man's house. There was a very high wall. And then there was a small gate. And then there was like a soldier man that was standing at that gate. That if you come, he will open for you. If you have the permit to go in and see that king, he will open for you. You will get inside and see that king. So it was as if when Miss Alu came with us, she entered, she saw the king, freely spoke with the man. Then it was as if she came out, she left. And among all the people that she took, I was the only lady. So when she left me there. And I was having an understanding that I'm supposed to go in, like she entered and saw the king. So me and Sata was like, usually when I'm coming to talk to this man, I have a revelation from God, a word on my heart that I want to share, but I don't have a word. So let me just go away. I don't need to see him. Then one young man stood beside me and said, no, don't go. Don't go. You have to stay here. Because if you stay, going to talk to that man alone, even if you don't have anything to tell him, there are certain things that he will be saying that will make meaning, that will create something out of your life. So it was like my name was the fourth name. There was a man that was sent from inside to come and take the names of some specific people that were meant to go inside and see the man. So while I was arguing, the man just asked me of my name. When I told him, he wrote down my name as number four of the next person that was going to see him. So I now came out with this young man that was insisting that I must stay and wait to see that king. So we're just strolling on the highway. Then he now looked at a very mighty building inside of the street. And then he said to me that that house that I'm seeing from afar, Justice Alu went to buy the house, but that house formerly was owned by another man. That they've gone to buy the house, that they are renovating it. So when I saw from afar, I saw that the building was expanded. It became a very mighty building. And so I now said to the guy that was talking to me, I said, hey, so now when they renovate that building, I'm the one that is going to stay inside. So while I was telling the guy that I will park in and stay inside that building, I also saw that there was another one that they constructed very close to the main road. This one too was very mighty. So when I woke up, I was like, I don't understand this revelation. Is it that it's a spirit of death that is walking around me? How come I'm seeing this woman walking with me in a dream again?
Okay, hold on. Right. You know, when you are speaking, I want to communicate a method, technology to you. Follow the anointing. If you are saying or sharing or meditating on anything and you sense the anointing at a particular point, stay on that particular idea or thought or topic or word. Because in there is a pathway, it's a level of understanding and impartation for you. Now, you had a dream, she went to see somebody who is a king. Is it a king or a judge?
A king.
Is there a king in this town?
Yes.
Okay. And then you went and followed. Okay, have your seat. There is something here to be understood. But somehow, I want to hear number one. Where's number one's dream before I say what I want to say?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I had this dream. And this was what happened in the dream. There were many people, black, colored, Indians, people from different nations. Some were practicing witchcraft, some were dancing, some were singing, some were playing cards. There were different things that were happening there. And there was this screen that was there. And the screen had a button. And I walked up to the screen and I pressed a button. And maybe I pressed that button. Everybody stood still. And these people were mighty people. Different people. I've never seen them in my life before. So when I pressed the button, they stood still. And then they all walked towards me. And they asked me, "What do you want us to do now that you've stopped us?" And me, I thought they were coming to beat me. When they asked me what I want them to do, I now said, "Okay, let them follow me. Let's go and pray." And to my greatest surprise, these people, they were praying with me. And then in that prayer, I now saw two people that I know. But I've never prayed with them before in real life. Then I've been wondering.
But they are believers.
Yes.
Okay.
That. Praise God.
All right. Now, the things that you are describing both are things that have to do with spiritual authority. The kings or judges, Bible talks about Psalm 2. The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. You know, before God does things in the earth, right, it's going to require a level of authority for those things to be done. Even the kind of visions that you are discussing among yourself as women, it requires a level of authority. And if you do the things that you do, it's going to displace, have the level of authority you are stretching towards, it will displace some other people's authority. Do you understand what I am saying? Esther had an authority upon her for those things that she wanted to do, for her intercession to manifest in the land. She had to pass through certain gates where authority was measured. What you are looking at are some expressions of ruling princes and ruling powers, both of light and of darkness. Do you understand what I am saying? What you are acquiring is ordination, kingdom ordinations, to be able to go in and change the rulership in the land and go out and fulfill the purposes of God. And so God is using what she is developing into to speak to you. Because she is developing and beginning to implement certain things in divine purpose and plan. And they are saying to you that there is an ordination. There are things that you are going to negotiate and penetrate before you begin to walk in some of the things that have already been given to you. Do you understand what I am talking about? There are kings. Eugenia, are you here? There are kings in the spirit.
It requires certain kinds of ordinations, certain kinds of authorities released upon you to bypass entrenched powers. Let me use an example. You know that a stadium is the government's facility in the natural. Do you know? Do you know that before you use a stadium or a hall or the library in this town, you have to get government permit? Aha. That's what I'm talking about. You have to have certain impartations, ordinations upon you to grow into certain governmental dimensions and begin to influence the society. And I haven't talked with her. I can see that she's already having developments in that direction. Some of the visions she has shared with me that God has given her pertain to some of the things that will require that kind of permit and authority in the land. But listen to me, those kind of permits in the natural don't just come naturally. It first of all has to come by an ordination put upon you in the spirit. Then you will now see that you go to places and obtain the permission to be able to execute certain things, which is why you are hearing about Esther. Because Esther had to have an ordination. Esther, first of all, waited on God for 3 days. She waited and then gained a strength in the spirit. By the time she stood before King Ahasuerus, it was either live or die. She didn't just leave. The realm of her authority manifested. The king said, ask me anything up unto half of my kingdom. Hello. That was the actual ranking of Esther in that kingdom. By virtue of soft power, how do you put it? By virtue of a non-military power, she could rule up to half of the Assyrian Empire. By the mantle, the king saw that this thing belongs to this woman and he put a scepter to it. Do you understand? There are certain level of things that God has called you to do that have governmental things, governmental influence. Do you understand? You have to operate in an ordination by God and engage the realms of kings before the permits in the natural, the outplay in the natural begin to manifest. And that's what Esther did. Do you understand what I'm saying? Thank you, Heavenly Father. And you know, the equipping that is going on within you right now is not at the average level anymore. You have to make sure that a lot of people are not attending their classes in the spirit. They are just doing routine. They are just going to church, coming back, doing morning devotion, evening devotion. And your course curriculum in the spirit is playing out. Your place of waiting upon God to receive depth is there. It's not going to be available in every meeting. So don't say you come and you don't feel things. I don't feel things too. Do you understand? And I don't sing at everybody's song. I don't sing. You will hardly hear me sing your popular praise worship songs. There's a reason. I'm not trying to be proud. I know that the things you are singing can't open the door of the places that are currently available in heaven right now. And I know that the things that you are sharing, preaching, everything is good. I'm not saying it's not good. But it does not unlock the realm that is unfolding right now. And I can't afford to miss it. Some, I don't know, a lot of you may be able to afford it. Do you understand? I envy you. I wish I was like you. But somehow, I can't afford to miss the things that are unfolding. So I must be able to have the right song to enter the courts of heaven. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. And I will enter his courts with praise. Do you understand? That song, enter his courts with singing, is the song of the Lord, though. To execute the judgments written with the high praise of God on our lips. And it is the spontaneous prophetic song. Do you understand? To unlock verdicts and judgments that were written. When you saw a house, a large house that belonged to a judge, do you understand that those are decrees from courts of heaven? Releasing particular offices that you are going to occupy. Do you know that that large house is not your house, as in your mansion, your 10-bedroom mansion where you'll be lounging and enjoying yourself. It is actually an office. The other office that you are seeing is associating with her is a stadium. The office that you are seeing associated with you is a judge's house. Are you still here? When Esther finished negotiating in front of King Ahasuerus, what she obtained was a verdict. Was a decree, was a judge's verdict from the king. What Haman obtained was a verdict to execute the Jews at a national, not execute him, Mordecai alone. At the killing of that one man, Mordecai, the whole of the Jewish nation, they were going to hang all of them. They were going to destroy all of them. So it was a territorial, empire-wide verdict. The verdict that Esther obtained was also an empire-wide verdict, because if Haman had gotten what he wanted, all the Jews throughout the Persian Empire would have been wiped. They would have been killed. So that mantle that she had that was up on half of the king's empire, that was her house. That was her office in the spiritual realm. And it was not just an office where she was lounging. It was the kind of office you need to fast 3 days before you move anything, before you make any decision, before you operate strategy. Do you understand? It had huge consequences, because to be able to rescue the Jews throughout the Persian Empire, her mantle had to be as large as that. And notice, her mantle was not the whole of the empire. It was half of the empire. So she could only engage with that mantle and receive half of the deliverance. Because they didn't overturn the verdict that Haman obtained. Haman said they will bring war on all of them and kill all of them. Esther said, well, since the decree can't be turned back, we should obtain another decree that will allow them to defend themselves. So that what she did started a war. You know, they didn't write this thing in the book of Esther. But what happened is that you start hearing war started here, war started here, war started here, war started here, war started here. That's what happened after her court sessions with the king. The only thing is that she obtained half the deliverance. The children of Israel had to fight out the other half. Hallelujah. So what you are looking at is a very heavily governmental office. And it is not a place for lounging. It is a place for obtaining verdicts. Court sentence. That's why I asked whether he's a king or a judge. Because court sentences, what you saw were court sessions in the spirit. And there are various courts in the realm of the spirit. Some of it is in this land. Some of the court sessions are not in heavenly places. Some are in this land. If you read Daniel chapter 7, when they talk, is it chapter 6 or 7? When they talk about the four beasts that came out of the sea. At the end, chapter 7, they now said that thrones dropped from heaven. And then the Ancient of Days sat, and many other thrones were sat upon. And then the Ancient of Days, his throne had wheels. And out of the wheels proceeded a stream of fire. So if it is the throne of God in heaven, it does not need wheels. It is because it came to earth to execute certain things. That's why it was mobile. How many of you have heard the term mobile courts? Only the lawyers are raising their hands. If you come to Abuja, you see mobile courts. You go to Abuja, you see mobile. There are court sessions throughout the territories. Sometimes angelic princes come just to execute verdicts. Sometimes God himself comes into territories to execute verdicts. Do you understand? Part of what you are seeing is a court session to determine whether you will have that office or not. Because when they were going to give Zechariah the office of, in Zechariah chapter 3, they were going to give Joshua the high priest, the mantle of the high priest. And then in chapter 6, they added the mantle of the king and the priest, so that he will use the authority to build. The Bible says a Satan, an adversary, an accuser came. Do you see that? There is an accuser because there is a judge. And there is the angel that stood beside him and rebuked the accuser and said, "The Lord rebuked thee. Is he not a branch plucked out of the fire?" That was his advocate. It's because it was a court session going on. Some of your mantles are delayed by court sessions where the accuser is operating. That's why you don't see manifestations of your gifts and callings. When Jesus said to Peter, Satan had sought to sift you. Who is Satan? Satan is accuser. If there's an accuser, Jesus was telling him, I just came from a court session. In that court session, Satan contested your mantle. They say you are not worthy of it. But I have prayed. I prayed for you is the advocate. That's the angel that said the Lord rebuke the old Satan. That's the advocate talking. He says, I have prayed for you. And when you are restored, make sure you do what? You strengthen your brethren. By the time, you now see the sequence of events that followed that. Did you see, by the time Satan finished shaking Simon Peter, Peter himself resigned from office of apostle. He went back to fishing. Are you still here? Do you understand? When you say you don't feel anything, it is because you've not finished decoding the things that they've already given you to feel. Are you feeling me now? Hallelujah. But, you know, there is a reason why there is contention over your office. It is because of the size. Can you really bear this thing? Can you equip yourself and fill that kind of office? Strength is required. Hallelujah. Then, this sister's question. You saw a lot of people. What they were basically doing, they were into occultic activity. Yes.
Sweet. And some people were buying, some were selling, some were writing.
Yes. Hold on. Listen to me. They were buying, they were selling, they were doing different kinds of things. But listen to me. From what?
Countries, white people, black people, Indians.
Okay.
They're different.
Yeah. Yes, and then you approach the screen and then you press the button.
Yes, there was just one button on the screen.
There's only one other choice. Yeah.
And when I pressed it, they all stood still.
And then they asked you. And then you were wondering why they are asking you.
Yes, I actually thought they were coming to take my life.
Hallelujah. Yes, God is talking to you about you. The dream is not really about them. It is about you. You don't know your position. You don't know your place. You are having an identity crisis. And you are looking at the world going by. You don't think it has anything to do with you. And you don't think there's anything you can do about it. But the Spirit of God says that He has already given you vision. He has given you revelation. And He has given you authority. And if you don't take a stand and take a step, things will continue the way they are. And you thought they were coming to beat you. Meanwhile, they were coming to submit to you. You are in authority. The Bible says a man who is in authority and knoweth it not is as a beast whose soul returns to the dust. You have to be. You don't know that you are a leader. You don't know that you are a leader in the spirit. You don't know the revelatory gifts God has given you. You think that because you see things like in a vision from afar, that they are actually far away from you. Whereas they are all around you, and they are the reality around you. And there is only one choice for you. Only one button to be pushed. Not doing that button is to do nothing, and then things will go the way they are going. If you take a stand, you will find the power, the button of authority in your life. If you will take the step of responsibility, that's moving towards the screen, and press the button, you will find that there is authority to control things, to rule around you. And the people that you saw that are in bondage, that are in confusion, they are supposed to be your harvest. You are looking at them as if they are the people of the world from different... And it's none of your business. But in the realm of the spirit, you are actually responsible for those people. And I can still see you now, you know, in that dream, this is how you were talking, the way you are talking to me now. And those people will be wondering what kind of leader they have. But God is... You see, the funny thing is that God is convinced about you. God is convinced about the authority He has given you. He is sure about the realm of the spirit. And somehow those people recognize it too. The only person who doesn't recognize who you are right now is yourself. So God is asking you, stop watching the world passing by. It's time to take responsibility. Hallelujah. Let me spare you the rest of the story. All right. Who is number four? Okay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know whether I will call it a vision or dreams or whatever, but all I know, I have something to share in this ministry today. I'm invited in this ministry by my daughter, sitting by my side here. She's been coming here. So this thing that I'm going to share here, I started right last year when I went to Jos for a medical checkup. So me and her, we traveled from here to Jos. Then when it was in the night, we all prayed and we slept. So it was about 11:30 to 12 o'clock like that. So when we slept, my heart then triggered as if my heart were falling out. Then I now waked up and waked her that something is happening to me. She said, what? She couldn't even ask because I just tied my wrapper around my waist. My chest was open, so my breasts were just pumping up, so she couldn't ask any question. Then a fear gripped me, and then I started singing. I felt something was wrong with me, so I started singing. They operated my neck, so I went for the first checkup there. So the wound was still there. So I started singing and singing and singing and singing praises. So she joined me and we were singing. It got at a point, she was reading Bible, I was singing and I was singing and I was singing. So we could hear some footsteps outside just running up and down, up and down. We continued singing and singing and singing and singing till when it was about 5 o'clock, then it was silence. And then I asked her that we go to the church in the morning to go and look for a priest to pray for us before we go to the hospital. So we now went to the church. We now got a priest. He prayed for us. Then when we came back, we went to the hospital. When we came back from the hospital, we were still afraid what will happen this night. Then we entered and slept. When it was about the same time, my mind triggered again, but it was not as severe as the one of yesterday. So I just raised up my head and I said, what is it today again? Then I heard a voice say, Paul. This Paul is my neighbor behind my house. So he was always praying and killing people. Die, die, die. Like that, like that. So a voice came to me that if I go home, I should tell Paul that the message has been communicated to me, so he should stop killing people. So I said, okay. So I now picked up my phone, called my husband in Makadi here, that he should go to Paul's house and tell him that I have a message for him. So I communicated the message to him. And the message told me that when I come back, I should bring a priest to come and pray and bless my house and bless his house to the poor. So when I came back, I communicated the message to him. Then he refused, but me, I brought a priest and he prayed for my family and he blessed my house. Praise the Lord. So thereafter, I started seeing things. If I am praying, I will pray and this my right hand. There are specific prayer points. If I just mention them and I am praying, this hand will just be doing like this. We bend and I will be feeling as if there is fire flowing out. So it got at the first day it happened, I called my son because it was so painful. So I asked him to come and straight the fingers for me. When he touched, he left it. He said it was hot. So by and by, in different times, if I am praying, mostly in the night, because I am still praying to the Lord my God because of my children. They have all graduated and none have gotten a job. This girl sitting beside me here, she has graduated for 15 years now. She has not gotten a job.
Okay, let me... I want you to finish because I have a message for you.
Okay. I will just cut them short as possible as I can.
No, you were supposed to communicate a dream.
Okay.
Or an encounter. And okay. If you have none...
I have.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you keep it to the point.
Okay. So, if I sleep, I will be having dreams. These dreams, they are not actually as person we sleep and we have dreams. I normally wake up in the night about 12 o'clock and pray. So if I just pray and finish my prayers and lie down, just like person we lie down and close their eyes, I'll start seeing those things. Initially, I will see animals surrounding my son, the one that is next to her. Then the animals will come in different forms. Initially, that first time, a woman whom I recognized the first will lead those animals, and the animals will come, and my son will be in the middle, and then they will surround him. So if they come, they will become so furious, but immediately they see this boy, they will just sit down, and in a furious form, then they will not harm him. That one is over. So the recent one is day before yesterday. This is my daughter. I went to a hospital. I saw nurses. I saw some two men. The other man, I knew him. I asked him that, what are you doing here? He said that he is sick and he is on admission. So he now asked me that, what did I come here to do? I said, I come to rescue my daughter. My daughter is here in this hospital. So I now left that ward and go through another door. So as I reached there, I saw a dead body on the ground. Another of my spirit said, don't go. Another one said, go. So I went inside and I saw this dead body. I passed this dead body. I passed. I saw another dead body. I said, God, I will go because I want to rescue my daughter. So I went in and I saw the third dead body. That one was just facing directly. Praise God. And the dead body was looking as if rain beat the dead body, looking so whitish. So I became so afraid. And when I was trying to pass the third dead body, it was being as if the hand wanted to grab my leg. So I just left that place. And I saw that one nurse holding my daughter and was taking her. So as I turned, I saw her holding my daughter. Then I left that room, came out, and I called that woman and said, leave my daughter for me. So she was going. I removed my slippers and threw to that woman. So I was pursuing her. Then I removed the second slippers too and threw to her. Then she left my daughter and I picked my daughter. Praise God. So when I was sharing the dream with her yesterday, when she came for the program yesterday, she now said that, okay, mommy, come. There is an opportunity for you to share the dreams and the visions that you have been seeing. That is why I am here. Praise God.
Okay, that's interesting. Before I speak about the things you shared and what is required of you. Who is number three? Okay, you are number three.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes, some few months back, God was showing me concerning the work I'm doing at Agasha. So he told me about three communities I've been having fellowship with them, apart from the general work I've been doing. So he told me, I saw darkness in those environments. But
Was it in a dream?
Yes, in a dream, in a vision.
Okay. In a vision, okay.
Yes, sir. So in that vision, I saw great darkness in those environments. But when I went and started ministering to them, I saw darkness giving way, darkness giving way. So that fateful day, in this another vision, God showed me that this thing I am doing in these places, I'm doing so much, but I need to do much more in the real Agasha town. So before then, he has shown me to go to LGA Primary School, secure one of the properties there, and to start praying there. So I went, I started. So that day, he told me that I need to do much more in Agasha. And then I was given a very big Bible. So why I received this big Bible, I didn't know the meaning of what God wanted me to do with the Bible precisely. So I kept praying. On another interval, God showed me that and I should start teaching them the word of God, beginning from new creation realities, the meaning and the scope. And he'll be giving me the topics as I'm going. So I went, I started this thing, and people just started coming on their own. Somebody will come that say, I heard somebody praying here, that is why I came, me too, pray for me. Like that, I started talking to them, and they started settling down, and we started these teaching classes. And so, why I continued, in fact, when I was asking God, even concerning the Bible, he gave me Psalms 107 and verse 35. He told me that he will make even the standing water, he will make the dry ground into standing waters and the wilderness into springs of waters. So I saw waters as the water was coming. The water was washing them and making them clean and purifying them. So he said that is exactly what he's going to do in their lives as they'll be receiving this teaching. And he's going to turn them into a great army. So I continued. And then just last night, I have never dreamed and seen stars in my life before. So just last night, after the last night meeting, I went back. About midnight, when I started, I was praying. And then somewhere along the line, as if I was in a vision again. And in this vision, I stood by the door of my room, and I was watching outside. So while I was watching outside, I saw stars in the heaven. And I was trying to see, to see very well, so that I would know the number of stars. Then I discovered there were seven altogether. It's as if the enemy didn't want to see me. Sometimes I will be in the vision, sometimes I'll be out. Sometimes the stars are as if, you know, but at the end I discovered there were seven stars altogether. Then I say, okay, and what could be the meaning of these stars? From what my pastor taught me yesterday, from what the prophet taught yesterday, what exactly could these things mean? And then while I was praying and asking in that vision, I was told that, you know, while I stood by the door gazing and then praying and all of that, suddenly those disciples at Agasha, including that woman that I came with, they were all behind me. So I wanted them to look at those stars, but they couldn't look at it. They couldn't see it. It's as if something was covering their faces, so they couldn't see stars. But I was seeing it. So, but they stood behind me from inside the room. Me, I was at the door. They were behind me. So while I was trying to find out what was the meaning, and then I still received the revelation that that teaching I am doing in that place, I should continue it for 7 months. So within the period of 7 months, he is going to turn these people into something that those people never dream. You know, they are looking at it as if it's a play or it's a joke. But by the time this thing will burst forth, in fact, the whole community, in fact, they will marvel at what has happened in that place. So I was really amazed because I have never seen such a thing before. And the thing really gave me direction and hope and courage for what I am doing in that place. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So you understand the meaning of the dream. Okay. But you just wanted us to share with you. Okay. Which is good. But I want to say something to you. They are pointing you to the Bible. Your scriptural depth has to increase. You have to really feed scripturally. You have to apply your heart to scriptural understanding. Do you understand? Because that is the fountain, that is the river, that is the cleansing. A lot of times we pray I'm blind and we plead the blood of Jesus to cleanse. Hello? Can I hear an amen here? Alright. Shows we are still awake. We plead the blood of Jesus to cleanse. Whereas, what cleanses is the washing of the water by the word. Meaning, if there is an environment or a ministry that does not have enough scriptural depth, in which the people don't have a release into depths of word, it will be a filthy environment. It means the church that will be produced in that environment will be with spots and it will be with wrinkles. Do you understand? And so God is pointing you to the flow of scriptural revelation right now. Because that is the decree, that is the gathering of the princes that is going on in the area. That's what the stars are, the princes. You see the scripture I was quoting yesterday, the stars fought in their course. And so you heard what I said about sequences, about orbits, and about timeline. In the sequence of window that is opening to you right now, the window of time that is opening to you, there must be a breakthrough into the word of God. If you yourself break through into the living word, into the flow of the wisdom of God, then you will have alignment with authority and ruling powers that are in the place. So that is wisdom and strategy being communicated to you. Hallelujah. So my sister here, you see, well, I will just say the way it is. There's a spirit of death attacking your family. Actually attacking you. And by extension, your family. That's what you experienced that night you were describing in the city of Jos. Do you understand? That's what came at you. Something is struggling to take your life. And there's a reason why I asked number three to speak after you've spoken. I didn't know what you were going to say, and I didn't know what she was going to say. But the Holy Spirit said, let number four go first, and then let number three go second. The reason is because, can you see sequences? The reason is because the question you've asked, the answer to it is what God told her. Meaning, you need the understanding of the word of God. You need the understanding of the truth of scripture. I see that you have a revelatory gift. Like I just described, that God normally gives to women. But it is not operating in the environment in which authority can be given to you. So you are combating powers of darkness outside of God's environment. Because what you saw, those animals, you know what they are. I don't need to tell you what they are. You recognize some of them. Those are powers of darkness that want to execute death sentences in your family. And they are not gone. They are still there. And they are still around your life. Do you understand? Some of the sicknesses that you experience, some of the things you feel in your body, they are death processes. They are things that they implanted to execute death. But God is restraining death so that you will have time to catch up on scriptural truth. The answer God gave that woman, which is why I was told to let you go first and then let her talk before talking, is your answer. You have to go to a Bible believing church. You have to attend places where the truth of the scripture is expounded. That is the only escape route for you. You see those powers, those animals that you saw, they don't respect anything. They don't even respect prayer that is outside of the word of God. You know, do you know the devil? The devil knows true authority when he sees it. And listen to me, if you have the devil in your life, it's not time to play around. If you have the devil, if you see those kind of creatures, animals, you see dead bodies, that's the spirit of death in the hospital. And you are removing your shoes to throw at them, you don't have the equipping to contend. You need the equipping of the scripture.
If you have death and the devil in your environment, it's not time to play religion. You don't you cannot afford to dilly-dally, to say, well, this is my church, this is not my church. When death comes and you stand before death, it's not going to be which church you attend. It is going to be whether you know the truth or word of God, and whether you are standing on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. So the Lord is... I saw something peculiarly. Do you know, I saw an angel come down like on a ladder. There was a shaft of light, and the angel came down and stood with that ladder within that shaft of light. And I saw that angel is sent to you. I saw that the angel is sent to strengthen the giftings, the deposit that God, the calling that God has for you in the place of prayer, warfare, and the gifts of revelation. But that angel could not leave that circle of light. You were standing at a distance from that circle of light, and that angel was standing by that ladder, and he was standing within that circle of light. So until you get within that circle of light, what he has for you, he can't deliver to you. But God has already, meaning God has answered your prayer, but you are not standing within the circle of light, within the environment where his light is shining, where you can receive what he has for you. So I urge you, I encourage you today, you must open yourself to scriptural truth. The Bible says, desire the milk of the word. Like newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The Bible says, we are born again not by corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed of the word of God. What you saw, rain falling and a decaying, corrupting body. That's what the enemy wants to do. If you have the incorruptible seed of the word of God by which you are born again, you cannot be corrupted. You can't go into decay. Meaning that spirit of death can't work on you. Hallelujah. And I sense an urgency. There is real warfare. And really, really, you need to pray. What is manifesting in the form of unemployment and something is actually death that God is delaying by his mercy. And he said, I have heard your prayers, but are you hearing my instructions? So you really have to take things urgently before the time window closes. I know what you are talking about. I have seen death descend on families and everything come to a standstill. I see death that was going to kill somebody and God just averted it, and the person didn't die, but the person's life stood still. And I know operating in the spirit and the life that comes from the word of God, I know what it can be like. And I also know what it means to combat spirits of death. And I can tell you one thing. The only way to break that death is to operate in the... You don't go and fight with the death. You go and stay inside of the spirit of Christ. You stay under the direction of the word of God. You bring everybody around you under. That's the only way they will survive. So please don't play religion. My folks used to go... I don't want to embarrass the Equa folks who are because if I say Equa now, they'll become angry, which I've already said. But my folks used to go there, and you could see a cycle of death in the family. You see a cycle, you will see death strike at somebody, a prominent son in the family. If it misses, it will go for the next person. One time he struck one and missed, struck my father, missed, struck the other one, he nearly died. The thing lifted, and then the next thing, their mother died. And then a while after that, one of the only son of another person in the family died. And then people start having the kind of dreams you are describing right now, where death is reaching out to people. At that point, when I was growing up, I realized it's no longer time to play religion. When I began to move in the anointing, they said, our church don't believe in that. I said, see, your church does not believe in the Bible. And when they bring it, I will pull it out from the Bible and say, this is what the Bible says. The people who fought me, like you know, they are the people who came to believe in me later on. Because when they started seeing dreams in which they died, you know, somebody described, when everything is fine, and they say, come and pray, you'll be praying King James English prayer, you'll be praying Queen's English. Thou Lord, thou knowest how goodest thou art. But when death is at the door, Father God, you will wait for prayer point. All your Queen's English, you will throw it away. The reason why you are speaking all that grammar is because you've not really seen the warfare. At that point in time, I realized, listen to me, in our house, they don't allow vigils when we're growing up. I had to break it because they didn't know what was going on. But me, as young as I was a teenager, I just finished secondary, I knew that, look, if we sit down here, we will all die. Why sit we here and die? Went for vigil, came back. They gave a chieftaincy title. After that, things just started retrogressing in the house. You just noticed things were going down. And now look back, at least two of those other people have died who were given that chieftaincy title. We were in the hometown, all of them were celebrating. The pastors were there, you know. The pastors were there, they prayed along. It's a godly chief, there's nothing fetish, it's a lie. And I kept praying because I knew that something was wrong. I couldn't, until a seer met me and said, your dad received chieftaincy title. There are three principalities sitting in your house, in your sitting room. Three principalities. I said, me, principality. Okay. I didn't even say anything to him. That night there was no sleep. The next night there was no sleep. I pounded them with the name of Jesus. Which is, if they could get rid of me, they would have done it. And they tried. They tried. It just didn't work. Do you understand? Because I'm standing under something. When I knocked it and knocked it and knocked it, 3 days later, the seer met me and said, what happened? Two of the principalities have been knocked out. One of them is severely weakened. I said, the third one is still there. Okay. When nothing is moving in the house, a man with qualifications who has traveled the world is not getting any cash. Nothing is going on. It is debt that already been passed. The thing is just rolling in gradually. After some time, pounded. Some people called him. That time, if you are important those days, you will have telephone line in your house. Those are the days before GSM. Well, only the, you understand, had telephone line. They removed it. They disconnected the telephone line. You know, all kinds of things are going on. And then, you know, after some time, some people came. They said they are founding a company. And they want him to be the chairman. Because he's the one who has the experience, the connections, and you know. So the person that used to resist me from going for vigil now call and say, do you pray for me in that vigil you went for? You know, something happened though. They've reconnected our phone line. And they just came and they told me he didn't want to own up because he's the father. He's the father in the house. And fathers, they don't own up to the small boys. He is the father. Me, I'm the naughty boy. Do you understand the position now? See, they've reconnected. You see, they've reconnected the phone line. And then they say, I should be chairman. They left some money for me to be spending in the meantime. So, your prayers have been answered. Just keep praying. You know, I dreamt twice. That 2 years before that time, I was in a vision. I just fell into a trance. Saw that we were coming back from his funeral. That people were greeting me outside of the funeral. You know, the graveyard where they just buried him. I dreamt it the first day. I saw it in a trance. The second day I was worshiping, meditating and studying the word. I fell into that trance and saw it again. It's like you just go into a trance and saw the same exact thing. And then I opened the scripture. I saw where Joseph was interpreting the dream of Pharaoh. He said, you saw it twice because it is what? Because it is established. I said, established. No, establish nothing. No, we see prayer. And I went into his bedroom to go and pray. And lay down on his bed. So every anointing that is dripping in this place must be on this bed. So 2 years later, when he started dreaming that he would die, I already had the answer. And it was not by playing religion. Do you understand? Even though the conflict was there, when I had to write him a note and say, you will not die, you will live. I can count two or three. One, two. At least two other people who received, around five or six of them received that. The other people I hear are very fetish. The two of them are dead right now. And it was the same thing that was working. Hallelujah. So, if you are seeing, don't play religion with the devil. Religion is Satan's ally. A form of godliness that is not inconsistent with scriptural revelation. That you just go and you pray and you come back, you feel you fulfill the sense of duty. Forget about it. It will not save you. In my own background, I knew immediately that no, I cannot play around now. Dreams, I can tell you different things. Different dreams about other members of the family. The day before it was going to happen, I was serving in Gombe. They said, go and answer your call. Do that as your intercession for your family. And I went into the call because I knew that was the only way I would achieve the realm to destroy what was coming. I was feeling it. It was not a dream. The presence was swimming around me. I was showing me pictures. It was like I was touching a reality and seeing him and seeing the spirit. The next 3 days when I got back to Lagos from Lake Gombe, finished serving, my mother called me and said, do you know what happened to your younger brother? I said, what happened? He didn't tell you. He was in a car crash. The bus was assaulted 3 times. He was sitting at the back. His shirt, the shirt he was wearing, tore from neck to down. It tore through like that. Hallelujah. And it happened the day after I saw that thing where I was. I was sitting down in front of my lodge in Gombe. I was the NCCF pastor. And the presence was just... And I said to him, I've followed your movement. I have obeyed you. You know this thing is not going to happen. He was just hinting. And when I stood that ground and interceded, I said, my obedience is my gap covering. It is my anointing to impart this realm. When I was going, I felt led to buy a shirt for him. So when I called him and asked him, they said this and said, but it was an act. He doesn't even know where his covering was coming from. So I heard your shirt was torn. When I gave him the new shirt, he just tore it and put it on and walked away. And then I realized that that was the covering. Hallelujah. I'm saying it again and again. You can't afford to play religion. Especially if you have a calling, an anointing upon your life. If you are doing things just out of zeal and out of head knowledge, it's funny, it's one thing. You must move with the power of the Holy Ghost. Must move with the power of the Holy Ghost. The cycles that I'm describing right now, I follow the cycle through that just broke this June. I was in Ebenezer's church in Jos when June 1, I saw the Lord coming from the east. And he was walking through the land, pointing out to us. I said, I will pass through families in this season. I will visit altars of families in this season and I will upturn. That June, after 3 years of prophesying about Kogi, is when I went there. Since the day I left that town, that state, you just hearing a string of deaths in the local government. A string of deaths in the traditional chiefs. You don't know what is going on. A string of it. Some things happen in my own family. My father that stood still 20 years at one spot. Overnight, you hearing an old man buying Jeep, purchasing property. You know something major broke that stood still. And so God can move in your life. He can move in your family. And in fact, he is ready right now. And you must move into your calling. You must take things seriously. You cannot be playing. They don't understand me. Eventually, they have to give up. When they know that there is consistency. If I say something, it flows through. If I go to school, 200 level, 300 level, I paid school fees myself. Paid school fees by faith. When everything in the house, the finances in the house crashed, Somebody met me with a vision and said they saw me with a flicker of light. And they were shouting, make sure you hold that light in place. Whatever it was, I wanted to devour that place. I was resisting it. And then, when push came to shove, God didn't just meet the need. He didn't just pay the school fees. He sent the money in pound sterling from England. This was 98 and then 99, 200, 300 level. This is not the days of internet banking, though. Those are not the times of GSM. Those were the days where if you write letter from Zaria, Abuja, you will get home before the letter in Lagos. Thank God my post is better these days. I hope they are better because nobody even writes letter again. It's email. You write email, you receive GSM, on your phone. It was not like that. So when I didn't pay school fees on time, I was going to carry over the session. And I left home saying, God told me, leave. I left home. They said, wait till next week, we'll give you the money. I'm going. I went, my birthday, I preached a storm on my birthday, prayed for me, I went down, spent all the money. Pound sterling came by hand delivery from UK. It happened in 200 level. They saw it happen again in 300 level, in 400 level. They moved very quickly. And then I began to realize a lot of things. You began to realize that you have the authority to break certain things. And you see, the word I gave that sister is not for her alone, it's for a lot of you. Until you stand up, a lot of things will not break. A lot of us are still playing religion with the old realm that we are used to. And you know God has measured out a new season. The anointing is not upon where you are standing. You can see the clear difference between where you are standing and where God is asking you to move to. That was the only way to break that thing, to defeat the thing. Hallelujah. We don't wrestle with darkness. We enter into the light. That's the only way to break the darkness. I can tell you story after story after story. Different things. And it's a long war. We must understand. You must understand the movings of the Spirit of God. You can't say times and seasons is not your business. God showed me very clearly, you must flow with times and seasons to bind some of these powers. It is understanding exactly when to move in the Holy Ghost that binds some things. And those are the things that we're doing that it seems as if you are immune to a lot of things. You are immune because when you move, you are moving under the wings. It is God who is moving. Any demon that wants to, any prince that wants to try him, he should go ahead. They all know better than that. Hallelujah. So many things, so many awesome things. You see, I see when I move sometimes and intercept some people and they tell me they are part of covens in the spiritual realm and they've already killed them in that realm. Their soul was already gone. Their souls were not here. It was intercepting it and breaking it that preserved their lives. Was in a meeting in Kaduna. And all of a sudden, I was standing in front like this. I saw the Holy Ghost rebuke death like somebody punched something. When the Holy Spirit hit, I saw him hit death and the death began to fly away. A woman, an elderly woman, came there with crutches. When we were praying, she just dropped the crutch and walked to the front. Said an occultic man threatened her in the village and she had a dream afterwards. And since she had the dream, her body had been growing cold. She said, when I said I saw the Holy Ghost rebuke death, she saw her spirit returned to her. Her spirit returned to her. Meaning that cold that she was feeling, the death sentence was already in place. Nothing is by ordinary eye. When you engage that realm, you will see that a lot of things are planned in very detail before they ever happen in the natural. You will see that a lot of signals and signs have been going on. If you don't know how to read it, you'll just be wondering, and I felt this, and I saw that, and this thought occurred to me. They blinded you. If you have sight, you will see things, and you will realize what is going on and be able to intercept. And there are things, basically, you cannot see without the Holy Ghost. must have the Holy Ghost living on your inside. Hallelujah. Which is why we are here doing what we are doing, equipping in prophetic understanding, schooling in the understanding of the Spirit, so that we can make precise and accurate war. Listen to me, your children, you have to watch over them. What is going on is not natural at all. You must let them, you must release them to go to Bible believing place. They must be equipped so that they can come back and deliver the house. You yourself must get yourself trained in the word of righteousness. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. You can't say you are serving God, you don't know His word. The enemy knows when you know it, and he knows when you don't. Really, in that realm, in spiritual realm, you can't fool anybody. You cannot fool anybody. You cast out demons, they will deal with you if you don't know what you are doing. One demon was fighting. There were some four people surrounded a demon in Lagos, I heard, and they were casting out the demon, and the demon stood up and said, "You, where are you standing?" And the first one said, "I am standing on my feet as if it's gra gra gri gri." And the demon slapped him, and he fell off his feet. The next one slapped him. The third one moved away. The fourth one, when the demon came to him, said, "You, where are you standing?" And he said, "I am not standing. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And the demon fell over and left. You must be equipped. It is a warfare. You cannot afford to be. It is not something you can afford. The price is going to be too great if you are ignorant. I used to be very conscious that I needed to be accurate, needed to be precise, because I couldn't afford certain kind of collateral damage. What you call backlash or demonic counterattack, I can't afford it. So I have to just stay in line. And when I strike like that, it's not me, it is God who is moving. It is the Spirit of Christ. And if they want to counterattack him, that's fine with me. If they have the mind to do it, because they can't try him. Hallelujah. I was somewhere, and this lady just came back from, was it Bayelsa or Akwa Ibom? I don't know what she went there to do, and you could see something following her around, an influence was following her around. And she was our friend and everything. She was just moving around, and those didn't call her. When I called her and said, "I want to pray with you," just pray with her. When I prayed, a presence surfaced from inside her. It was a spiritual husband. And the thing surfaced. When the thing saw me, it wanted to attack me. You could see it throwing things. When the things were not effective, it was up and was coming. I could see the darkness coming. When the Holy Ghost met the darkness halfway through. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. When the Holy Ghost hit that, when the first blow landed, it was like blows. That's the way I could describe it. Because that's what was going. You could see the first blow landing. It staggered. The second blow landed. The third blow landed. He packed his things and ran away. Then the girl started removing rings from her hand. Where did you go and get spiritual husband? What did you go and do? Hallelujah. I can just imagine that day that there was no Holy Ghost. Because the thing rose up like it's a strong man. The demonic husband was a strong man. Was a strong man wherever it is that she went to. And the thing rose up to deal with me, but he met who was in the house. The house was not empty that day. Hallelujah. You cannot be empty. You cannot be empty. You must be carrying that presence, that fire, that staying in tune, that sensitivity must be there. I remember FGC Warri, my first miracle was a boy that died. There were four people carried him. They were bringing him to. I heard them say, "Hey, see Babs over there." As if I was a known miracle worker or something. He collapsed in the dining hall and they brought him to me. I heard a human spirit talking that day. Because the boy said, they take my uncle, they took his brother, and now they've come to carry me. You can see spirits of death carrying him away. And he was on my lap in the hostel. I was thinking. Somebody said, maybe we should take him to the dispensary. At least if he dies there, do you understand? He's in their hands. But if he dies in my hand, they will arrest me. But the Spirit of God rose up in faith and I called his name. I remember when I called his name, he answered not out of his body but from his spirit. Because the voice came out but he was still unconscious. When I said sit up, he sat up and he was still unconscious. I said open your eyes in command. He opened his eyes and he was still unconscious. Then after a while, he now snapped back and looked around. He said, what am I doing here? I'm late for Roman Catholic choir practice. You see the way they jumped on him. Why did they take you to the Roman Catholics when you died, when you collapsed? The reason is because they know the difference between religion and the power of God. Do you understand? And religion doesn't stop with the Ekwa people. It does not stop with the Roman Catholics. It doesn't stop with it stops with us anytime we stop moving with God. Hallelujah. All right. Who is number five? Wait. Before number five, number six. Who is number six? Okay. Number six, go first. Hallelujah.
I used to have this dream. There is one. I have two dreams. The other one, I used to see myself in being in the school. In A level like this. I've been to A level since. But I used to see myself in the hostel like this, like this. These dreams is always coming. The other time was even in the secondary school. That one aside, the one that really disturbed me is the one I had a month ago where there was this thing. We came in a field like this. We were believers. We came and we had to do something. Suddenly I saw us lining up. We line up and we started marching. We marched out of the place and we were going somewhere. We were marching and singing warrior songs like this as we contacting the kingdom of that place like that. And another thing that I saw, that was this thing. We were in a very tall mountain like this. That mountain was very tall. Very tall. So we were just hanging our hand. There was some branches of trees there. We just hung our hands there. And our legs were down. So if you just, your hand just, you are tired and your hand just went off from the branch. We just fell. One of us, one woman, hands just removed and she was really going down. And I didn't know the depth of she was going. I not turned to see how she was going. And I saw what was very high and it was very deep. But as she was going, I turned my face away from the and I held. As she was going to fire this, a woman shot up again and she went and hung her hand. And from that time I looked at her, I started getting weak. My hand were about falling from this thing, and I was saying, in the name of Jesus, I will not do this thing. And I woke up. This thing kept on disturbing me. I tried to reason about the dream.
Okay. That's the second dream. The first dream, you said that you were in a school.
I'm always, this one is a continual. Sometimes when I sleep, I saw myself in school.
Okay, in that school, are you teaching or you are learning?
No, I'm learning, a student.
Okay. Okay. Now number five. Number five.
Praise God. I think I share a similar dream with this lady too, the school part. But this time around, I'm in the secondary school. It's whether the university or the secondary school, but most times the secondary school. And they're showing me places, they're telling me things, I'm wearing the check and I'm wondering what I do here. Sometimes I'm in the classroom, I'm not learning, I'm just observing. They're just showing me places, telling me things, plenty things that even when I wake up I don't remember. and it gives me concern. You know, we are told that if you see yourself in the secondary school, it's a curse, it's backwardness, it's this. But I'm slow in admitting it because I'm seeing other things, and I know what we did in school. We really made trouble in school. At one point, the last year, we were praying every 1 hour, my sister and I, till we graduated. And we were among the only few people that got to the university. We were the only few people our fathers didn't die, fathers in particular. But everyone that prayed along with us in that season, our fathers were spared. So, and I had a dream, you know, a man with a metallic head fighting me.
Metallic
head, just is round like a ball ring. Have you seen a ball bearing? A ball bearing of a bicycle. Yes, he had his head is big,
okay,
like a ball bearing. But he kept fighting me, and when he appears, everybody runs away. He broke through the wall with his head underneath, and people were running out. But I stood to fight him and didn't defeat him. And I graduated. I keep having that dream, but I graduated.
That was when you were in school.
That was when I was
in engineering.
No, in the secondary school, okay, in Langtang, where okay, I schooled. Now I have finished university. I'm still having dreams of that school.
Okay.
Of that school, so I'm concerned. But the most recent one that is giving me concern, although you have begun to speak about it unknowingly, and I'm getting understanding, it's a few days back. I dreamt I'm standing in a room. We have little praying sections in a parlor. But the wife of the man who granted us that permission is now saying, no, you can't come here anymore. Now I walk out and I'm standing in front of a hostel. Looks like the university is big, really, really big. Look like ship-like. But there's a platform that is high. There are many ways that lead to the platform. The concrete stairs, there's a metallic stair, there's a wooden structure stair right in front. I use the metallic stair. I'm standing on the platform and I'm talking to the ladies. Seem like we are praying or counseling, but having a godly time. Now, I'm coming down, but I'm afraid for the wooden stairs because it looks slippery and it's not balanced. I'm slipping, but I'm not falling. But I'm coming down and I'm down, holding the pieces of the planks that fall off. When I return back using the other stairs, now the concrete built stairs, they are no more praying, they are no more having the godly section of. Now they are all dancing the Indian like snake dance. There's so much light. And the ones I saw that were no girls, I believe, knew God. What's happening? Now everybody's. One is dancing in my direction, asking me to join, but I walk past. I walk past and then I hear me saying, you are all defiled now. You are all defiled now. When I walk down, a sister meets me and say, there's a girl I'm going to smack. When I smack her, you will see that a spirit will possess her because that's what the Lord told me. I say, who? She chose me and a girl on the stage. And as soon as she touches that girl, a demonic spirit possessed the girl. And I'm asking, what is the problem? Why is this so? We are talking and walking, then Jesus comes in. Now, the man is dressed in white, big gown. His hair looks like it has been dipped in water. And in the dream, I'm told he's Jesus. Okay? And he says, you all are defiled. And you cannot be raptured like this. You don't have the seal. And he says, I'm going to mark you. Because it's a mark and it's a seal. In his hand is something glittering. It's a knife. It's not a knife. It's a sword. It's a weapon. It's not as big as a sword. It's not as small as a knife. It's in between. And then he cuts. He's beginning to mark all the girls again. And they are weeping. They are crying. There's blood. And he said, this is the mark. I'm running. I'm hiding behind the door now because I'm afraid. What is this? I don't like the crying. It's painful. Then he's asking, there's still one more person. He's shouting now and he's angry. And everybody's pointing in the direction of the door I hid. They pick me out and then he strikes me twice. On my feet, on my right leg and on my palm. And he says, this one is for the apostleship. Everyone who has received his stroke, he now speaks to all the ladies. There's so many. and he's telling us about our mission, the commission, the work of God. And he said, and I saw that scripture in John 6:53. He said, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have a portion. He kept saying that. He kept saying that. And it looks like white bowls with blood. And he asked us to drink. And there's meat. But that meat is not flesh. Because when you cut chicken and grill it, it looks somehow, I don't know, it looks like that grilled chicken. I taste the blood, but it's actually tasteless. And I'm scared of drinking because we are told, you drink and eat in your dream, you are initiated. So I don't know, I can't differentiate between the initiation and the obedience. But I tasted and I didn't eat the flesh. I was just scared in general. When we that session finished, we are now standing and I'm taking the lead, and the sword-like knife weapon is given to me. I walk into a room and I see that two girls did not take the mark, and I hear they are the serpents among us. You know why this dream struck me? Because yesterday the man of God was speaking about the snake. He kept saying snake, binding powers, things that trap women in our midst. And I keep in that dream, I'm told this is the serpent that is among us. I use that weapon and stab this lady and just spun and stab her deep. And as I stabbed her, this Jesus now comes again and he's angry. Why these ones didn't come out? And he says, go and purge yourself. As the girl stands up to go and purge herself, like it's bleeding, she's bleeding. I can't explain it because it's not blood, but something's gushing out of her, like putty. You know, putty they use for building. It's gushing out of her. And I'm watching her, but it now looks as if it's me being purged. I don't explain the mystery, but the knife, the weapon was taken back and he left. Now I'm awake, but I can feel my leg. I can feel the cuts on my leg and my hands. I don't understand the dream. I've not been able to sleep all along. I can't pray. I'm just sitting in the parlor and just looking at the window. But I feel like there's something happening and I can't interpret it properly.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you are not sleeping. You see, you are back in school now. Those of you who hurried, you see, you just graduated, Abby. So once when people graduate, they don't want to hear school again. In different phases of our lives, there are phases that the Holy Spirit also takes us through. When we miss seasons or phases, we have to find, there has to be a way in which we have to make up for it. I remember, even after finishing from secondary school, I used to dream about school. Being back in secondary school. Sometimes I'll dream that we just resumed the term, beginning of first term or something, and we're all dressed in white and white at the school assembly. I see some of the people I used to know in school, you know, and I also see strange faces. The check uniform, you are talking, I know you don't like it. Those of us who were in Bonnie House, we had this houseware that they, you know, that is checked. And we hated it. We couldn't wait for the day we could start wearing trousers and, you know, dressing in what was called mufti. But that's not schooling in the flesh. It's not schooling in the natural. It's schooling in the spirit. Some of those times, I realized later that I was resuming another session of training and equipping in the Holy Spirit. And that some of the classmates, I recognized them. Some of the people I saw were my juniors in school or my seniors in school, but were classmates. It just meant that we were back in the same class in the Holy Spirit. And if you check, there are always people around you that you may be in contact with, both either contact or they are close to you, who are having similar dealings and experiences like you. And they have a string of revelations like you experienced. It may not be the same dream or the same vision. It may just be the same lesson communicated by another parable. Do you understand?
that informs your particular equipping and training session, part of it anyway, for a particular season. Hallelujah. I used to have dreams, like in secondary school, like we're about to write WAEC, and all of us are playing. Or I will have dreams like we were too excited about each other. We're, you know, having good time with each other. We liked each other. We were sentimental about each other. But exam, WAEC was coming and we were not reading. I used to have those dreams. And when I had those dreams, I now stopped a while. I now checked a while. I now realized, wait first. Me and some of the group of our friends that were serving God together, we used to travel in ministry, travel with an evangelist. We'll go to some of our churches, were the same, some were attending other churches, but we're a group of friends. And I noticed that some of those times, if we go out or we go places, we come back, if we don't see each other in a day, we'll come and look for each other in our houses. That time I was in Lagos. And we were particular about each other. One of my friends told me then that, Kai, Babs, if I, that was the day they were always deporting people from London. You find that they deported because of wrong visa or something. Say if I go to UK or US and they will deport me. Because I can't do without you guys. If I don't see you guys, I must come and look for you guys. And it was the same thing with us. If we don't see each other, we'll go and look for each other. We were tight. We loved each other. We were on fire for God. We used to preach in Molues. Do you understand? We were always gisting. But at a particular time, we were more into each other than into the agenda God was releasing. And so that I started having dreams about you people like each other. And you know, I would see that we are hanging out, we are playing, we are enjoying our company. And WAEC was coming and you know that feeling you have when a test is coming and you are not ready. Those of you in school, you know when an exam is coming and you've not read, there's that uncomfortable, unsettling feeling, unnerving feeling you used to have. I will wake up with that unnerving feeling until I realize that actually, those of us who are our friends, we're up to 10, that were young prophetic people that were growing up, we were not paying attention to the dealings that were coming. And I remember those times, I will wake up in the morning. We had finished secondary school, but I was dreaming about secondary school. I wake up in the morning, I will have this sense, sit down and pray and study. I will just think, my friend, as soon as I pray, 30 minutes, I'm out of the house to go and look for my friend so that we can go and look for Reverend Gabe so that we can start, you know, talking what God is doing. Whereas to actually sit down and absorb the visitations that were going on, the invitations, we're not doing. And that's what you are experiencing. You are in school, but you are not paying attention. That's why you are struggling. You are climbing your spiritual heights by power and by might. Some of the people you saw on that mountain with you, they are the same people who are in class with you. And all of you are struggling because you are not paying attention to the school of the Holy Spirit. The person that struggled and fell, her strength reached a limit. When she fell and the force brought her back up, that was the strength of God that you saw. You cannot climb the mountains of God's heights, His authority, His power, His grace by your own strength and by your own measure. You understand? Your personal holiness can't do it. Your personal righteousness can't do it. Do you understand? Your personal religion can't do it. Do you understand? You must be carried on the wings of the Spirit before you can ascend heights of authority. You are not supposed to climb the mountain of God from the ledges by your strength. At some point, it's going to fade. And that's where you are reaching right now. You are reaching the point in which your strength can't carry you. And the Bible says, God is saying to you, trust in the Lord, for in the Lord is everlasting strength. Actually, what will happen is that, that's what you saw with that lady. Some people, God has to let them reach the end of their strength and then fail. Before they understand that this thing can't take me to where I'm going. And some people don't understand that their strength is failing. So God will lead them, let them fail. When they fail very well, He will now catch them and lift them up. So if you see some people falling and then getting up, don't look down on them. It's their strength But God is bringing them out of their strength into the strength of God. Look at your own self. Maybe it's your own strength you two are using to operate. And maybe your own strength will soon reach its limit. Hallelujah. So you have to learn, listen again. Because when you see yourself, this is the thing. You know, there's a reason why the Holy Spirit asks these questions. Where is number 7? I will soon ask you one question because I feel it's connected. Move close to her. You can see why the Holy Spirit is connecting issues. When you see yourself back in secondary school, even after you finished, in the spirit, they are referring you back to some lessons that they attempted to teach you at particular times that you didn't get properly. I remember when I was 7, I had a dream that I was back in school, not in university, but in SS1. And I always felt it meant there was something. SS1 is the beginning of senior level. There was something basic for a senior class that I had missed. That I didn't know what it was about. But, you know, and I look back at my days in university, some of the storms that came that I had to war with, certain ingredients that I didn't have made things much more difficult. It made the warfare much more difficult than it was supposed to be. When I didn't have that basic foundation in place at a basic level in a senior form, when some instructions and leadings came for me to act upon and stand upon, I didn't have the ground to hold it effectively. So I had to struggle through some particular storms and just crawl out on the other side, barely surviving. Hallelujah. It may be lessons in faith, maybe lessons in love, maybe lessons in commitment, it may be lessons in sensitivity. Those particular resistances that you felt then, that you saw then, you are still seeing some of those resistances. They are sort of like a carryover. It means a particular lesson is not being completed. And that's what I'm saying to her, is what I'm saying to you. There are different ways to ascend the mountains of God. In the previous spiritual schooling environment, the people who surrounded you, there was a wooden, a not so consistent way. And that's the way a lot of people in university seek God. A lot of you who are in school, you know there's a lot of zeal. There's a lot of zeal without knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge these days without real understanding. And that's the wooden staircase that you saw. There is not consistent sequence in the Holy Spirit of growth and development and entering into places. A lot of people's growth and ascending, I have a calling, I have a destiny, and they are talking. I know God has shown me my ministry. You are ascending, but look at sequence. There is no real spiritual order in building one phase after the other in your ascension. That's the wooden ladder that you see. And a lot of people like that rise only to crash. A lot of people that you hear in school, they're talking about, God's going to use me, I'm going to be in ministry. Where are they? Because it was the same thing when we were in university too. Everybody had a calling. Everybody was serious. Everybody did. He's FCS president. He's NIFES president. He's JCCF president. This one is this. Is that. Where is the calling now? A lot of us missed. God told me, sent somebody. He said, if this generation does not fulfill the purpose I have, I will raise another generation. And guess what? In Abu, that's what has happened. I followed God, and that's why I was delayed in life, so that like Joshua and Caleb, they didn't die out with their generation. They waited for it. That's what happened to me. The younger generation who emerged to inherit the things that the people in my generation on campus lost are the people I'm now dealing with. The other people who were talking, shouting, all that time, where are they? There is no real, there is nothing cogent coming out. A lot of them have just basically gone into life. And it's not by power, it's not by mind. And you have a lot of that on campus. Degree, degree, degree. Let me tell you, it has its limits. You don't know what I'm saying. There is a way a principality can face you. A demonic thing can be hatched against you in hell. And it can stick with you 10 years straight, weakening you consistently. When you saw that strong man with the engine, that's a design. That's a while. Do you understand? It's not a fiery dart. It's a while. If you check your life right now, you will see a cycle of attacks that have been built against you through the years. You will see that it comes masqueraded in different forms, but when you check it very well, it's the same principle working against you to weaken you. Those are strong men. And they don't just strike over in one night or in 2-3 days. You escape attack in 2 days. You escape temptation in 3 days. In 1 week, you are running to go and give testimony. Don't think you are strong yet. Because there's a way, a match. You know, you saw an engineering design by radial lines. You know what is called a machine? You know what is called a machination? You know when they say something is engineered against somebody? I wanted to say what you saw was a transformer. Because there is a way those things change from being principalities and strong men to manifest as machinations. Demonic engineering is against you in the natural. And those are the things that you need to watch. They usually are in cycles. If you can trace it very well, you will see that there's a door you leave open. You will see how they come in. And you will also begin to see what you need to shut to deactivate things. Hallelujah. Number 7. I think time is up.
Amen.
Alright.
Since this year, I keep having dreams fighting with principalities. The first time, 2 inches emerged as one. They fought me. I defeated them. The second one, somebody asked me to intercede for him. He was preparing for a program. So, in the dream, after the prayer, it's like the group of his friends, though it's somebody I don't know, we talk on phone. And now he came with a gun that it's me that has been disturbing them. They cocked the gun. Before they shot, I woke up. And then this other one is a recent one. Had a dream where they were fighting. And it's like, I think it's a Muslim and Christian kind of trouble. And the two people with that their dagger, that one was curved. And then I say, okay, if they get me, they couldn't get at me. I ran. This other one, they said, the problem of this fighting in our country is a result of lust. That is the cost of the trouble. I don't have understanding. And then recently, I keep having dreams of holding choir practices, rehearsals, and this time more, I wake up with songs. As in, even if it's the middle of the night, as I am waking up, I wake up with songs. And then this other one, we in 10th year, we are rehearsing here. Later, the other people now left. I went out. Before I came in again, the whole of this hall was filled with water. Some other people were outside there, but the water was not clean. There were small sparogyra on the top of the water. And then while Eugenia, while you were explaining the thing Eugenia talked about, I saw purple and white flower. And then the other time you came, there was a time you were preaching. I felt a burden, a heavy weight, in the left side of my chest. And yesterday, when you were preaching, I had the same thing. Even this morning. So these are things that I really don't have a deeper understanding of. Amen.
Amen. We are done. We need to bring this meeting to a close. Do you know why you don't have understanding? Because all is, you know, when
you begin to have disjointed dreams and visions, it indicates inconsistencies in your life. When you have, you know, it's not every dream that has a meaning. There are some dreams that indicate your own spiritual state. So rather than interpreting the dream, what you should interpret at that point is yourself. Because the things that you are seeing are a reflection of your own state. You are having a mixture of both soul and spirit. And dreams that come out of your soul are not revelation. Do you understand? A lot of people sleep. When they dream, they wake up, they say, I have a revelation. You had a dream, not a revelation. Until it is something that God is speaking through, it is not yet a revelation. It is simply a dream. That's why in the book of Jeremiah, God said, he that has a dream, let him say, I had a dream. He who has the word of the Lord, let him bring forth the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you are having experiences of impartations and anointings and burdens on your heart. And you are seeing disjointed dreams in which you are fighting with demons. It's a mixture. And you need to watch your life where you are mixing the soul with the spirit. A lot of people are too many people are acting on soulish dreams and even visions as revelations from God. It will lead to nothing but distractions and destruction. You heard of some people recently who dreamt or had vision that they went to heaven. And all they came back to talk about is your earring and your wristwatch and your trouser as women. Maybe they went to the clothes factory in heaven. Who knows? So they want to start heavenly clothes label on the earth. What are you talking about? Do you understand? If you had a dream, say you had a dream. It is not a revelation yet until it has scriptural reference and scriptural depth. I'm not saying it doesn't. But if it's not all of it that is from the spirit, a lot of things are from the soul. And they are reflective of people's state of mind, state of emotions, and state of religious atmospheres. How many of you have heard of the experience called stigmata? Where blood comes out of people's palms. Do you know I have encounters with the Lord and you can feel His presence? Where is the scriptural reference for stigmata? You know why I can be daring? Because I have an ordination from God to challenge religion. And the principalities made a mistake when they attacked my life. Because now they are going to pay back. That's why I can challenge you. You know why I can challenge Echo and challenge and break? It's because I've been through and I've served all those places. I can challenge the Pentecostal realm because I've done something in those places and served God faithfully only to be wounded. And by that wound, have authority to address things. A lot of these dreams, they went to heaven. They didn't tell you anything else other than hairstyles and weave on. If you've been to heaven, it will show on you. You will carry an anointing. You will carry a glory. When Jesus rose up from the dead, it was clear. When Lazarus came back, it was clear. You, how did you do your own? And the only thing you could preach is the doctrine of your denomination. You didn't go to heaven. You went to your denomination's paradise. If you see people who've gone to heaven, you can feel the power around them.
You feel the glory around them. They come with revelation. They come with impartation. They come with presence. There's supernatural activity. I've not listened, but the ones that I read, you know, this guy doesn't know. If you enter Washington and you come out, it will show on you. Why will you enter Washington and you seem like you went to Morocco? If you come in Washington here or next, it will show. You are telling me you just came back from UK. And it's Ajegunle I'm seeing on you. It's not possible. Those guys didn't go to heaven. And it's strange because this argument about trouser and earring has been around for decades. It has been around for decades. And you know what it does? It distracts when God is moving. Because everybody is so sensitive and afraid, the only thing they are thinking about is whether they are holy enough and they are dressed righteously enough. Every other thing God is saying, you notice that there is a numbness to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So it's worth saying, while there is a download of the enemy of God in revelation and visitation, what is the enemy doing? He is creating mixtures of soul and spirit. Like we said before, the enemy's first plan was to quench prophecy. But when Paul came up and said, despise not prophesying, quench not the spirit, and God released, at the last day there will be an outpouring of his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. The enemy knows that he can't quench the prophetic. But what's the next thing to do if you can't quench it? You distort it. You mix it. A lot of people can't separate between their soul and their spirit. And that's why you need to be. Bible says, you see, this schooling in the spiritual realm comes via the presence of God. The word of God is quick and active. It's alive, sharper than any two-edged sword, rightly dividing asunder between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So a lot of people think a thought and say, I felt led. Your soul has not been caught enough by the living word of God to be able to tell your feelings apart from the Holy Ghost inspiring you. So I felt moved. You don't carry presence. You don't carry anointing. And when you felt moved, there was no anointing, no release, no glory, no backing of the presence of God. And there are many people like that around who are following their souls but have no release in spirit. When you have visions that are mixed like that, yes, it's your soul, your religion, your emotion, your situation mixing, trying to mix into your spirit. And that means you need to become sharpened. You need to grow sharper. You've not been eating enough fresh word. You've not been eating enough new revelation. You've not been staying in where the word is living. There is a living word that when we speak, it awakens the Holy Spirit. When people speak in the living word, when the living word is shared, you start hearing clearly. Because at that word, the sword of the Spirit is alive, separating between soul and spirit, discerning the thoughts and the intents. A lot of people have motives. They can't separate their motives, what they like, from what the Holy Spirit is leading. One lady went, I had a prophetic word for her. She now said, yes, what you are saying is true, but I don't feel right about you. I wanted to tell her it's because all the religious devils that are inside of you that are not letting you feel right, but I just kept quiet. All you have to say, thank you, I hear you. Or, okay, it's true. Or, it's not true. And I will go my way, big deal. But what you are saying is true, but I don't feel right. What are you talking about? Just receive the word. That's all I came to deliver. A lot of people, I don't feel right. Your feeling is wrong. And a lot of people's feelings are just off track. And they don't have any other There is nothing fresh going on inside of you. Nothing new. You think that same thing you've been repeating the past 5 years is what the Holy Spirit was emphasizing the past 5 years. No fresh release. No new download. No experiences in the supernatural. No encounters with God. You are growing stale. If you have some measure and it is mixed, then sharpen it. One of the ministries we have to experience in this time is the ministry of Zadok, the priest that did not backslide into mixing the seed with the other priests. That have to be, the Bible says, he will separate between the holy and the profane. Do you understand? All this religion and doctrine and stuff and denomination, people's mentalities. If you go to some churches, the leader is the stronghold in the minds of the people. You can't speak there. When you speak, they will all turn and look at the leader. If he says yes, they will all say yes. The puppet master. What kind of bondage? You have no mind of your own to connect and fellowship with God. You only repeat what you heard him say. It's not wrong to have leaders. All of us have leaders. But the issue is, do you have revelation and encounter? Because the speaker in the New Testament removes the veil. In the Old Testament, when they speak, veil covers your mind. You only see Moses' face. In the New Testament, when the ministration is ministered, the veil is removed. You don't just see the minister, you start seeing Christ Jesus. You start having encounter, and then you begin to change from glory to glory into the same image. You are not going from glory to glory. But you want to be giving revelation and be saying, God led. What are you talking about? All you have to do is bring yourself under the living word. Come under anointed word. Submit your heart to truth. And then you will find out that the revelations are popping up. Some people experience a string of revelation is flowing and then it stops. And then they continue life. But they notice at a particular time, the way consistency of flow was on, the flow of revelation stopped. What you need to do is trace your spirit back to that place where it stopped. And then begin to pray around it. Begin to repent around it. Begin to ask around. Begin to make the changes that was required at that point in time, so that the flow of revelation can start again. So that your yes in the spirit is yes, actually. Your no in the spirit. You know, some people hear yes when the Holy Ghost is saying no. And they said, I heard a voice. I heard one voice come and talk yes. Why is the Holy Spirit a stranger to him, to you? All he is a feeling and a voice. Some people hear voices audibly. It does not mean no. Doesn't mean. The reason why you hear the voice and can't tell who is talking is because you are far from the person. And you don't recognize, you don't know the person enough. There are people who don't know the Holy Spirit enough to present leadings that should provide guidance. Hallelujah. Just come under anointed word and start from there. The word is quick and active, sharper than any two-edged. It is quick, it is alive, and it is walking, it is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides between soul and spirit. You can begin to tell which one is your mind, and then you can tell which one is the Holy Ghost. And then you can go forward from there. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands, worship him. We've been able to take people's questions and hear a few things, strategy, pattern from the Holy Spirit. Check the levels of dealings that are going on. But there is still a level in the Holy Spirit that we need to touch. Because things pertaining to life and resurrection are being released. Can you ask the Lord to purge you, cleanse you of mixture, and give you a discerning spirit? The Bible says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he show his way. This is something you pray from your spirit, pray from your heart. This is something you submit your heart to the presence to receive. Because God doesn't judge the proud. God doesn't lead the proud. The spirit of pride, spiritual pride, activates spiritual abortion in processes that are going on in people. It will not be your pop, it will not be your portion. Ask for clarity. Ask for discernment. Ask for precision in interpretation. Wow, thank you, Holy Ghost. Makabashikahai, alekidele, makabashikahai. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Lord,
hallelujah to the Lord.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Worship in His presence. Thank Him for the strategies that are emerging. Thank Him for direction emerging. Thank Him for filtering through the mixture. Thank Him for adjusting heart positions. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Ask Him to clarify. Thank you, Father, for the filtering going on. The filtering going on. Thank you, Father, for divine strength being imparted. Spiritual strength being imparted. Can you go back in time and fetch those places where the fountain stopped flowing? Where He asks you to get rid of the old wineskin so that you can get into the new and be able to contain new wine. When He asks you to reframe your mind, when He told you to get rid of legalism so that your revelations will not be mixed. Thank you, Father. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. Thank you, Father. I command every waist and bone problem to be healed. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. I see God just releasing a fresh oil, freshness of oil, so that people can flow, so that people can connect with the realities that are going on in the Holy Ghost. You have to have fresh oil. There has to be a freshness. My horn shall thou exalt as the horn of the unicorn. And I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Open your spirit to fresh oil. Be speaking the same tongues for 5 years. Repeating the same prophecy. 6 years, 7 years. There has to be a freshness, a shift, a change, before you can hear afresh. Come into a new authority. Let your horn begin to rise by means of fresh oil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I can see fresh dew. There is fresh dew. Father, we thank you for fresh dew in this place. For bringing out the old oil and releasing fresh oil on people. Fresh oil so that communion can start. So that connection can start. So that fresh leadings, clear leadings can begin. So that real faith can arise. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name and amen. I really see and sense that the Holy Spirit wants to equip people. I keep seeing this fountain and I hear equipping. It's a time for new impartations to come into your lives. I can relate to the first dream that was shared here this morning. I can relate that's what is needed. They that wait upon the Lord, receiving strength, exchanging strength is the literal word there, to be able to mount spiritual heights. Just like these other dreams, these last 2-3 dreams we're sharing, too many people are operating on their own strength to mount up heights. There has to be a freshness to be able to ascend heights. Hallelujah. And so the Lord wants to equip you. God wants to release many people's healing anointings. He wants to release many people's healing ministries. There is going to be a powerful ministration to women throughout this land. There's a release of a stream of miracles among ladies. It is as some of you minister to people that your own oppressions will be broken. Because there's a vacuum that needs to be filled. Your own deliverance will go to another level as you begin to serve and to wait upon the Lord. And as you begin to receive and operate in a mantle, a power that is released upon your life. Thank you, Father. Even that angelic presence I felt here last night, I just felt him returning as we're grounding up just now. And this electricity is just so strong up front here. So strong a presence. Let's come prepared in the following sessions to go into higher grounds. As the Holy Ghost will erect the ladder. I see God cleansing people's spirits. Emotions being cleansed right now. Wounds being healed. Depression, demonic depressions, thoughts, negative thoughts that are being projected powerfully against people being broken off. Stay in tune. So powerful fountain here. Fountain of living waters. It's powerful angelic beings. It's ranking angelic princes for the territory. Because the strong man is being bound by strong men, by stronger men, the presences that are stronger, the little demons are going away. When this presence comes, he lifts the atmosphere. He changes the realm. He moves the dimensions of what is available. Woo! The glass ceiling, the ceiling that puts a limit on things, is broken. My goodness, you can feel that power. Can you turn to worship God? The wind of power is just so strong. Upon the Lord, they will renew strength. They will exchange strength. The power of your wounds have been broken from off your life. The spirit of trauma is being removed. And the spirit of fear is also being removed. Mandate God gave me many years ago. The demonic plague of breast cancer among women is going to be broken. The highest killer among women. The research was made and the Lord sent it to me many years back. The year 2000, 99-2000. I said, what are you going to do about this? You are my son. You see an epidemic in the earth. There is breast cancer. What will you do about it? It's a women's ministry. The stronghold of ovarian cancer. The stronghold of fibroids and tumors. Of pelvic blockages is going to be broken en masse. Many of you, God is going to set free like the woman of Samaria so that you can go and set a whole territory, a whole city free. You know what that angel is doing? He's distributing gifts of healing. Because as the demonic prince that is creating sickness is being bound, the little demons that are afflicting with cancer and stuff are being cast out. As this angelic prince is replacing him, he's releasing, instead of sickness, he's releasing health. So you, the angels that minister healing, have come to you to work with you. Not only will they minister healing, they will break financial yokes, they will break demonic oppression. It's a river of healings and miracles. I want those of you on this side, just join your hands. The Lord is ministering this middle row and this third row. The Lord is releasing unctions. He's releasing callings. It's going to be miraculous. Oh my God. It's just raining. Rain is falling.
Let the winds of the presence begin to flow. Father, last night I saw different people's callings and gifts that were blocked by demonic presences. But overnight they were binding the strong man. Today those callings, those giftings are going to be released so that you can see clearer. You can hear clearer and carry anointings. Makabashikahaya. Heavenly Father, I break the lock over the gifts and the deposits over these people's lives. Let the anointings and the giftings of grace, of your favor that you ordained for these ones that have been blocked by the devil now be released. I unlock the locks, the mysteries that have locked those callings over their lives. I break the locks. I unlock the keys with which they've been bound. Oh my God, you can just feel that electronic discharge. I break the head of the snake that has resisted them from entering spiritual dimensions. And I command the anointing to flow upon them now. In the name of Jesus. I command every demonic blockade, go. Now let the anointing begin to flow in strength. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yes, Lord. My God, thank you for the breath of your presence. Thank you for the breath of your presence. Many of you find as the anointing came upon you, you became healed. Because it was the same demonic bondage that was blocking the flow. I activate the prophetic gifts. I activate the seer realm. I activate the seer. Activate the seer. Let their eyes now be open to see. Thank you, Father. I welcome the spirit of the seer to rest upon your daughters. Oh my God, it's a wave all over this place. The spirit of the seer. The spirit of wisdom plus revelation. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we welcome the spirit of secrets. Ha ha! No secret will be hidden from our eyes. Because you have released to us the spirit of secrets. The spirit of secrets. Thank you, Father, because you are raising Daniels in this place. Fire is still purging, it's still purifying, so that the pure stream can flow. A pure flow. A pure flow. Oh my God, a pure flow. A pure flow. A pure flow.
I see the deposits falling on people's heads. The giftings and the deposits dropping. It's dropping. Even the gifts of healings are falling. The gifts of deliverance. Many of you will be led by the Lord to go and pray. To go and minister. To go and deliver. Bondage breakers have been released. It's equipping, equipping, equipping. Give him praise. Ha ha. Lift your hands where you are, worship him, give him praise. They are increasing the measures of the Spirit over people's lives so that there can be more answered prayers, more ability, more breakthrough capacity, strength for breakthrough. Strength for breakthrough. Strength for breakthrough. Deposits from knees, from bones, from body parts. What you saw as sickness, what that scan showed as a lump, as a tumor, was a demonic deposit. It's being cleansed. Many of you go home and pass out things. You will pass it out of your system. The cleansing is going on, then you'll be able to flow. The pure streams of the river of life flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Thank you, Father, for the palm tree of Deborah. That's what this angelic presence has come to release in this place. The palm tree of Deborah is being activated. It's a strength of covering and height, ranking in the spirit. Where high level spiritual operations, deliverances, and healings can take place. Father, we release this women's ministry onto this ranking in the spirit. Can you who are out there pray and say, Father, I ascend, I open this place up. I open my life, Lord, and this ministry, this gathering, unto this ranking, this dealing in the Holy Ghost. The palm tree of Deborah being set up, being erected in our midst. That we can be set free to move in the ranking things of the Holy Ghost. Where many people will be set free en masse, there will be mass answers to prayers. Mass healings, mass miracles, mass restorations. Lord, we release this house unto this covenant. We say this gate is open. You know, as you are praying, I'm seeing a white cloud just moved in. Towards the back rows there. Huge kingdom installations, rivers of the Spirit being planted in this place. God the revelation of Jesus Christ, which he sent, which he gave, which the Father gave unto him, which he sent his angel to signify. There are depths and revelations that the Father sends angels to signify. The Lord Jesus sends his angel to signify. We open this place to these depths of visitation and revelation. The spirit of fibroids is dying in this place. The spirit of tuberculosis is dying in this place. The spirit of cancer is dead in this place. If you are experiencing healing in your body, let me see you raise your right hand high. Experiencing healing. How many people are being healed as blockages are being removed? You will stay in liberty as you learn to stay under that anointing.